Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Revy. He's a successful robotics engineer and now wants to advise and mentor fellow MGTOWs at a significantly discounted rate. Visit RevyInnovations.com if you're looking for help in the areas of engineering careers, academics, and hardware-based product design. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, women want a man that's tall, educated, rich, a high earner, etc., etc. But when all a man wants is a woman that's not a single mother, women shame him by asking him, who hurt you? And why do you hate women? Can men have demands or preferences of our own? Women are worried that if a handful of men reject single mothers, that the rest of the men out there will stop simping and bailing out single mamas after they've made a bad decision. This is just women miscalculating, thinking that we have a male collective, and that we men imitate each other mindlessly the way women imitate each other's behavior. Up next, in 2020, this Italian man walked 280 miles to cool off after he had an argument with his wife. He shouldn't have stopped and could have kept going for much longer. I bet the further he got away from her, the better he felt. I don't think that this is the first time he walked off to cool down. I also think that most married men can relate to this. I wonder what he would have done to her if he ended up staying. Number 3, Emma Gibson was frozen as an embryo back in 1992, and was thawed out and born in 2017 to a mother that was born in 1991. So Emma was on ice for 26 years. Women will hear this and want to freeze their eggs, but the eggs won't survive that long. They have to be in an embryo form. If you think this is weird, then one day aborted female fetuses will have their eggs harvested, and the aborted baby will have offspring, and they'll actually show up on the grandma's doorstep asking her why she aborted her mother. Moving on, why the hell don't people in post-apocalyptic movies use bicycles and are always on foot? I think it's because we still hate cyclists more than we hate zombies. Or it could be due to a lack of post-apocalyptic bike lanes. But the real reason we don't ride bikes in movies like that is because it's not in the script. Also because you get better camera shots when people are walking. What I never understand is why people don't just get on ships and boats to avoid the zombies entirely. Number 5, this teacher defends her sexual relationship that she had with a student by saying that it improves his grades. I don't know about you, but I would have loved to lose my virginity to a hot female teacher like this. I also think that only 1 or 2% of women that diddle the dongs of their students face any punishment at all, because it rarely gets discovered. I think that stories like this are just the tip of the iceberg. Up next, here's the difference between guys sharing art and girls sharing art. It's always been about them first, then they often stand in front of what they're taking a picture of. Their own personal attention comes first, and the fact that they're also taking a picture of something else is their plausible deniability that they aren't focusing on themselves, but on something else. Cheap photography in the form of selfies has shown us just how narcissistic you ladies are. Number 7, being a girl isn't easy, because they sit on their phones waiting for a response without even first sending a message. Women rarely, if ever, make the first move because they fear rejection and the public humiliation and shaming that comes with it. So do men, but we have no choice but to approach because women won't do it. At least they often give us subtle or not so subtle hints by simply hanging around us. In the past, neither men nor women needed to approach. Their families made the arrangements, just like the Jeets do today. Moving on, some guys out there lose their job, house, wife, money, and friends, yet the only advice much of the manosphere gives them is to go to the gym, bro. Besides, most guys under 30 have no house, real friends, real money, nor have they ever been married. Also, who has time to go to the gym? Just do a couple hundred push-ups each day at home because the floor is free. Do a couple of hundred crunches as well. The discipline and fitness will do you well. I bet the guys telling others to go to the gym are just fats. Number 9, which Silver Surfer do you prefer? The one on the left with the voice of Lawrence Fishburne, or the gender-swapped one? I prefer 2007. Isn't it amazing how it's been almost 20 years and the new version is a downgrade? It really looks like we peaked as a culture somewhere around the late 20th, early 21st century. Also, why does the male version have bigger chesticles than the female one? What are those? Microwave-ups or something? You know, this wouldn't be happening if Harvey Weinstein was still around. He was the one keeping the ugly flat-chested ones off the screen. Optics, why are so many white nationalists interested in Japanese women? And why are so many Japanese women interested in receiving the white D as size queens? Japanese culture has a fetish for white people, it seems. Most of the video game characters and anime characters are all either white or half and half. I just can't get into Asian women because most have butter faces and no curves. Plus the worst is their highly judgmental mindset and mean spirits. Number 11, feminists, they see men as monsters, yet at the same time the work that men do for them is invisible. They say that if all men disappear tomorrow, society would still go on. The Quinn Bee here seems to think that men don't bring much to the table. If men were gone in a few months, most of the infrastructure would collapse, and how would they get their oil, gas, and other fuels, and without them they would freeze and starve. It's remarkable how little they take the laws of physics into consideration. Moving on, someone says that if only nature could find a way to cover these oranges, then we wouldn't need to waste so much plastic on them. The better question to ask is, why are people too lazy to peel oranges? The same people buy this that spend $30 or $40 on a tray full of pre-cut fruit. And you know, the funniest part is that the environmentalists are the ones that'll probably buy these oranges and then virtue signaling by recycling. They're the same people that put paper straws in plastic wrappers. Number 13, Sean Connery was offered the role of Gandalf in The Lord of the Rings, but he turned it down because he just didn't get it. Yet at the same time he got Zardoz, a film where a giant floating head shoots out rifles out of its head, and where he's dressed like he belongs in a gay bar in Key West. In the end, he regretted turning it down and making The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen instead, which ended up bombing. He was also almost John Hammond in Jurassic Park and Morpheus in The Matrix. Rest in peace. Up next, why is it that women that think that paying their own bills, having a car and job means that they're strong and independent, when there's nothing special about that, and it just means you're an adult? Yes, she's strong and independent, and I guess it's a good thing the plumber showed up to save her. Then again, it's rare for women to do all those things on their own, especially if they're under the age of 30 and somewhat attractive. Then simps will take care of things for them. Number 15, here's the COVID IQ chart. Where do you fit in here? I knew it was BS immediately and never complied. I did, however, buy masks and food in January 2020, because I didn't know what the hell was going on. Heavy-duty N95 masks when I saw the people in China dropping dead. Once I realized it wasn't deadly, I stopped wearing those masks. I knew someone that got 15 boosters, but they still caught long COVID and are currently blind. Just kidding. Moving on, behold, it's the final frontier for lefties. The New York Crime says that cannibalism has a time and place, and that some recent books, films, and shows suggest that it's time for it. Looks like someone's been watching too much Yellow Jackets. I guess they're taking the phrase eat the rich literally. I guess it's only a matter of time before they start advocating for ethical cannibalism. If anyone is hungry for human flesh, then find the author of this article because apparently he begs to be eaten. Number 17, this bride pushed her husband off a cliff because she didn't want to have sex with them. The moral of the story is don't get together with someone if you don't want to sleep with them. This woman even tried framing one of her male friends for pushing him. That's predictable because women never seem to take accountability for anything. When women say it's their body, their choice, somehow I don't think this is what they meant. Up next, who agrees with me that makeup is fraud? It's all about misleading men so they fall in love with the woman on the left and wake up next to the woman on the right and think that it's no big deal. Fake up exists so the average woman can compete with the genetically gifted or younger women for the best men. Here are a bunch of current starlets without their makeup. Without fake up, Sydney Sweeney looks like my ex-girlfriend of 5 years. Number 19, speaking of starlets, here's one from 1995. Sandra Bullock. But my question is she wearing underwear? She probably wants you to think that she's not. At least she hasn't completely fallen apart with age yet. She's fighting to keep some level of attractiveness for her age. Looks like William Defoe saw her picture and tried to make one of himself with the same energy. Moving on is Giorgia Meloni, the president of Italy with Donald Trump. And look, she's the one that's leaning in for a change. Looks like she's also trying to get on Trump's good side by grabbing her own coochie. Then again, maybe she's just protecting it from him grabbing it instead. But I don't really know if she loves Trump or hates him because here's her looking impatient when he's speaking. But to be fair, she does this with everyone. And sometimes Trump repeats himself 3 or 4 times. Number 21, Paige attacks her critics because they're mad about her so-called conservative golf outfits. Remember guys, conservative women are just liberal women in disguise. This one doesn't even want to disguise herself and was actually having her crack showing. If you ask her what being a conservative means, she probably has no idea. This is the same type of women that would yell at a man, "Stop staring at me." Of course she wants the attention. Up next, men are being blamed for the UK fertility crisis because of something called the mating gap. Women want guys that make the same or more money and have higher or equal status to them, but they can't find such men. Of course, it's women's fault as they make more and more money. They want to make more money than men, but still want men to make more money than they do. It's a paradox, and they're blaming men for an impossible no-win scenario. Number 23 Bonnie Blue and Lily Phillips raced to become the first women to smash in space. After that all-female Blue Origin trip, we thought we'd be flying in cars in the future, and what we got instead are space sluts, to boldly go where no slut has gone before. If we ever did make first contact with aliens, these two would try and be the first ones to sleep with them. But Katy Perry and Bezos' wife already broke that record. They just didn't film it. Moving on, this woman says it's impossible to find a boyfriend after 40. She has no kids, she can cook, and has a big house. I hope she's got plenty of cats to fill it with. But you're old lady, it's over. Men don't drink milk that's close to the expiration date, nor do they actually want to be with women whose egg carton is just about empty. She can find a boyfriend, she just can't find a tall, rich, good-looking one that doesn't already have kids of his own. Number 25 and the last one is a grim one. A nursery school teacher sexually assaulted and ended her boyfriend's 4-year-old daughter because she was jealous of her. Looks like women can be just as evil as men are perceived to be. Yet the system usually treats the fathers like criminals instead. What most people don't really talk about is the fact that the majority of kids that are ended are actually ended by their mothers. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.